Okay, babe, so we gotta come up with something for this White House deal.
You know, you mean besides the slam poetry?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you and me and this, that's not gonna happen.
Okay, so power of words, power of words.
Look, let's not overthink this. It's not that hard. What do we do all day, every day? We use words, we write, we talk.
Some of us talk more than others.
Oh, very cute, very cute. It's only, you know, the first family. No pressure.
Okay, so just wait a minute. We use words. Use your words. You know how we're always saying that to our kids? Use your words. Don't have a tantrum. Use your words. Don't put that rock down. Use your words.
Well, actually, what we say to our kids nowadays is Malia and Sasha use their words. Don't you want to be like Malia and Sasha? Malia and Sasha make their beds every day.
Why can't our kids be more like Malia and Sasha?
Okay, focus on the task at hand.
Okay, well, so I mean, the idea is we try to teach our children that words, language, persuasive language, language that appeals to the intellect, the heart, the senses, is the most powerful means we possess to resolve our differences. That when we fail to use language, when we resort to other means, tantrums, rocks, guns, armies, ultimately that is more destructive and renders us more powerless, just as it does the people that we're supposed to be talking to.
So you're saying we go to the White House in front of the president with the pen is mightier than the sword? That's your A material?
I know, but why is it so hard to teach? Why is it so hard to learn? Why do we have to teach our children and ourselves over and over again?
Well, because to use language, to really use it to its fullest potential, it requires so many things, right? I mean, it takes training in vocabulary, in syntax, in grammar. It takes exposure to great works of literature, to style and rhetoric. But most importantly, to harness the power of language, you have to be able to put yourself in the position of the person you're speaking to.
Yeah, you have to be able to imagine.
Exactly, to imagine what they're thinking, what they're feeling, how they're responding to what you're saying or the way you're saying it. You know, and that's hard.
That's the hardest thing in the world, to stand outside yourself, to see the world, to see things in the world the way other people see them.
So I have a quote for you. The easier it is for you to imagine walking in someone else's shoes, the more difficult it then becomes to do that person harm.
Wow, that's really profound. Who said that?
You did.
So basically, you're telling me we got nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We could do the slam. We could do a little cypher.
Still not happening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.